I love the colorful clothes you wear, and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle mood on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation. Quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We are your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, coming back to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 21st and 22nd. You can like us on Facebook. You can get on the email list. You can find out about the ongoing events throughout the course of the year. But make sure you've marked down your calendar October 21st and 22nd, as we get that early start on our Halloween celebration. Well, here we are, the sixth day of March. We are moving right through. We've put 2 months behind us as we charge right into the energy of this year of 2017. This is the Fire Red Rooster year. This is the year of self and individuation and connection with the whole. There's just so much going on in 1 year. And one thing that most of you know is I love to add some day by day with James Allen. Now, James Allen wrote his book, As a Man Thinketh, in 1903, where he focused on the idea that our present reality is a direct outcome of our past thoughts and habits and behaviors and actions. But our past thoughts, habits, behaviors, and actions don't predict our future. They're predicted by our present reality, our present moments, the actions we're taking today. And each day as we awaken, we have an opportunity to shift those habits, those beliefs, those patterns, and create our new future. We're not stuck in our past thoughts and actions. And in Day by Day with James Allen, not only did he share those thoughts, but his words are broken up into sections for each day of the month, so we can digest it in little tidbits. And today, for the sixth, he tells us, release the past. Now, I don't know about you, but based on the aspects and the energy that's been flowing around us, and especially a lot of what's coming up on the political spectrum, there's a wide and vast opportunity to get sucked in and to get sucked into the anger, the regrets, the recriminations, and the finger points. None of that is good. It's good to review it. It's good to assess it. It's good to see where it came from. But it's not good to live in those past emotions and feelings. So when James Allen says release from the past, he tells us, don't dwell upon the sins and mistakes of yesterday so exclusively as to have no energy and mind left for living rightly now, today. And don't think that the sins of yesterday can prevent you from living purely today. That's the perfect summary of the message of As a Man Thinketh. Release the past. Don't live in the past. Don't dwell on the sins and mistakes of yesterday so exclusively that you're not living today. How often do you get caught up in that cycle of being stuck in what didn't happen or did happen? And you play it over and over and over again. Now, I'm certainly an obsessive, and I do that. But the real point of doing that is to determine what are the kernels that you learn from it. What are the things you take out of it? Can you prevent a similar situation? Can you manage it better? Can you learn and not put yourself in that situation? There are so many things. Ignoring it is not good either. But living in the past is definitely not good. And you ignore the present by doing that. Important thing is, when we are looking at a moment of pain from the past, we want to acknowledge the pain. We want to accept it, acknowledge it. We want to grieve any loss of what didn't happen or what did happen. We want to forgive ourselves, and we want to forgive the other person involved. And remember to release the event and move on. One daily practice, of course, is the use of Ho'oponopono, where we forgive ourselves on an ongoing basis, which allows us to easily forgive the others. And we forgive by saying, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And repeat it as often as you need it. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. It's important for you to hear you forgiving yourself. You see, most often when we forgive someone else, we're externalizing that forgiveness. And yet inside ourselves, we're still holding some judgment, some blame, some hurt. And most of that is, why didn't I keep myself from getting into that situation? Why didn't I see it sooner? Why didn't I handle it better? Ho'oponopono allows that forgiveness to flow first before we externalize forgiveness. We put it inside so we can share it outside. Excuse me. Another thing we can do daily, and it helps us release the past, is to acknowledge the gratitude for the present moment. The practice that I use comes from Reverend Charlotte Tinker, the channel for Kuan Yin, and she shares it in a very simple way. You simply say, thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. It's that simple. Say it in the morning. Say it throughout the day. Say it in the evening before you go to sleep at night. Thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. It allows you to acknowledge the acceptance, the gratitude, and the appreciation for what is there in your life. You don't have to itemize it. You don't have to go through a detailed list. You simply do the expression of gratitude. Another practice is to have something positive to focus on each day, and I use that through the daily word. So the Daily Word is put out by Unity, and they publish these wonderful little booklets, and they also put them online so you can receive emails. That gives you these little thoughts to think about for each day of the month as you go through the year. And for today, on the 6th of March, it tells us, I give thanks in prayer for blessings received and yet to be received. What a beautiful thought. I give thanks for the blessings received and the blessings yet to be received. That's another expression of a broader gratitude. So there are so many ways for all of us to shift from what was the negativity surrounding us externally, what is the schism that's around us externally, and not taking that in such a way that we create those same energetic vibrations in our own lives. I'm not saying don't be involved. I'm saying don't be inundated. I'm not saying don't be informed. I'm saying don't be overwhelmed. Live in the present moment. Live your life and continue to be the divine expression that you are, your own divine light, without being overwhelmed by all that's going on outside. Remember, release the past. Acknowledge the pain. Grieve the loss, forgive yourself, forgive the other person, and determine to release the event and move on. And give thanks for blessings received and yet to be received. And that leads us to our segment for today. Kirilani is the bridge of light. She's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. Now, with her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, Kirilani is a real-world agent of transformation. And she's also an alchemist with essential oils and teas and color, And she provides custom essential oil blends and teas and hand-dyed silk scarves to clients to create unique fusion consultations to empower their personal vibrations and bring great insights and transformation. And she provides her unique Go With The Flow segment every Monday right here on Good Vibrations Radio. So let's welcome Kirilani and her Go With The Flow.
Well, thanks, Salazar, and welcome everyone to the wonderful month of March. And here we are already buzzing through that first week. So the first week of the month is devoted to the physical body. So if we look at where we are, we have a couple more days of the physical, and then we're going to be going into the emotional. And let's look at what March is about. March is a month every year about truth, about liberating our hearts and our minds and really unlocking the magic of our physical bodies by embracing our spirit. So each of the bodies speaks its truth. We just usually aren't listening. So our physical bodies can tell us the truth, but usually we don't pay attention until we've gotten to a point of pain or disease or sickness or an accident or something that's an owie that makes us slow down and go, aha, our soul is trying to talk to us. Are we paying attention? And yet, in every little way, our bodies on a day-to-day basis are telling us its status, its kind of state of the union in how we digest our food, in how we are in balance or not in balance moving through the day, in how we feel. So our physical bodies, some people can say, well, I listen to my gut, right? That's a way of listening to our physical body. Some people muscle test or use kinesiology because the physical body can tell you whether something's the right direction to go or not the right direction in the moment. So the physical body is an amazing thing. And yet the mind is used to riding roughshod over our physical bodies. So if this is a month to kind of create a new relationship based on truth with ourself and with every person in our life, based on authenticity, based on being that expression Salazar was talking about, that true expression of our soul and of our spirit, of divine source, then some of that needs to get reprogrammed so that we can be more in alignment with all of the bodies working together. So if you think of it like a round table, and the mind likes to have a job, so great, give it a job. It can be the chairperson to invite everyone to the meeting, right? But it doesn't get to talk the whole time. It has to actually sit back and let the physical body share, let the emotional body share, let the spiritual body share. And when we do that and we can say, aha, okay, our mind and our heart agree on this, but our physical body still isn't happy, well, then it's still a no-go. We want those things. We want those decisions, those directions, those seeds that align where the physical, the emotional, and the mental body and the spiritual body are all saying, yes, 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 that is my truth. That is me. That is authentically who I am. That lights me up like a Christmas tree. So here we are in this year that's all about asking you, who are you? Who do we want to be in this world? Who are we really? And in a month of truth, it helps us kind of peel back behind the masks that we have used to get by in the world to survive, the masks that we have used to help people like us to do the things that we needed to get love. all those things become these little walls between the true expression of who you are and the rest of the world. And we've all done it, right? You learn to do it as a child very quickly. And yet, the more we can dismantle those now and really stand in the truth and the power of who we are, and then we attract those people to us who actually like who we are. We find our own tribe. We find our truth, not in being isolated and separate, which many people have become to feel that they are. A lot of people who are on the spiritual path felt very alone. And yet, if we're willing to have the courage to express ourselves authentically, suddenly those other people start showing up in our life. You can walk through an airport and you can scan the crowd and go, ah, there's light around that person. That's part of my tribe. You can interact with people and suddenly people that you have just met, you realize, hey, we could be friends in an instant, right? Because we're coming from that truth of our being. And that beingness is very much what this year is about. It's about realizing that we're not separate, that we're all interconnected, that all of that separation was all a big fat set of lies. And March is all about deconstructing and releasing those lies to accept the truth of who we are, to accept the truth of that union, to accept that we are beings of love and light. And if we can have the courage to shine that light authentically, to speak our truth, to speak up for that we want, to speak up for the type of world that we want, for the type of life that we want, to ask the universe for what we want, to have the courage to put out there in this creative cycle of the year, this is what I stand for, and this is what I want, and this is what I believe is possible, and call to ourselves other people that also wish for the same. Because although we're in a year that's about the one, which can cause people to go into their own camp, into kind of self-preservation and selfishness, we're in a millennium that's all about connection. We're in a millennium that's all about relationships and communications and coming together in collaboration, coming together in community. So if we use that energy to say, hey, I'm part of that soup, I'm part of that web of life, that whole of life, and I'm going to stand up and express all my light and connect to all the other beings of light who are expressing theirs, we create a pretty powerful grid around this planet. And in that power, that's where the promise is of transformation. It's not in going it alone. It's not in hunkering down. It's in really standing up and having courage. And that's what this month is about. Being your true self, although it should be the easiest thing in the world, for a lot of people who have felt insecure, who have felt a lack of confidence, who have felt that they have been rejected or judged or maligned for being who they are, they hold people at arm's length. They shrink back. And I know because I'm one of those people. But I realize that the more we're able in each little moment to shine our light a little bit more, whoever we interact with almost automatically gets permission to do the same thing. And it is in that action that we liberate ourselves and we liberate each other, because it's like a wave of momentum that builds on itself. So in this month, we have a lot of powerful days to work with, but the overall energy of the month is all about that shining our light of truth, finding our truth, finding our own North Star, knowing that each step we take on this spiritual path is one that leads us to liberation. and being willing to examine and challenge those false beliefs that we have, those things that hold us back in limitations, that tell us to play small in the world, that tell us that we're not good enough, that tell us that there's something wrong with us. All those voices of negativity that are still lurking around, this is a great month to go in and do that Ho'oponopono that Salazar talked about, to really use Byron Katie's work, focusing on, is this true? Is this really true? Do you really believe that this is true? What evidence do you have to support that this is actually true? Because so many of those false beliefs are what is keeping us separate from each other, was keeping us from more deeper, more meaningful relationships with ourself, with our soul. It's what's keeping us stuck in ruts and old patterns and things in our lives that we don't want. The truth will set you free. That is the motto of this month. So it takes some courage to say, even though I'm afraid maybe to look at the truth in this, I'm going to look. Because sometimes we're afraid that we'll see something in ourselves that is unacceptable, that justifies all those things that someone told us once about ourselves. And yet, if we can really see that we are this magnificent child of the universe, and as Desiderata says, a magnificent child of the universe, like the sea and the stars, you have a right to be here. This is a month to remind yourself, you have a right to be here, just to be, just to shine your light. And it is in that shining that light that we were given, there was a covenant that came with that, that we would be of service in the world, that we would create good, right? So what are we doing with the light that we were given? And that's part of our truth in 1 year, to say, how can I start transforming my life so that I can express more of the truth of who I am and the truth of how I would like the world to be, a more fair, a more just, a more loving, a more open, a more respectful world, whatever that is for you. So in March, we have a couple of vibrational tools that we can work with that I love the colors for March. It's purple and magenta. And for the aromatherapy, geranium and basil. Cassia is a great one. It's in the cinnamon family, but it's a little softer. So it's great dropping some of that in tea or in a diffuser. Cedar wood. So think of that smell of cedar-lined closets or those little balls that you put in the bottom of the closet to keep the moths from coming in. Chamomile. So good old chamomile tea, right? So you can use it as essential oils or just as tea, or chop up some basil and throw it in your salad. Any of those things help you align with, there's a freshness to a lot of them. That freshness of truth, that beautiful aroma of truth. Because there's something about it that when you're having a conversation with people, or even if you're meditating and you get that aha moment on something that has kept you up in knots, there's a release to that. There's a freshness of like actually having a breeze come through and just blowing everything all clean. That's our energy for this month. So if we look now at this week, we have a great set of opportunities that are running through this month. And the first passage started back on March 2nd, which now is, 5 days ago? And kind of completes this run today, where we have a day today that's all about awakening to the truth of who we are. So great day to sit down tonight, meditate, and really connect with your soul. Connect with that star seed that you are. It's carried within our bones. It's carried within the very fabric of the RNA and DNA of our being, to say, I am willing to be all that I came here to be. And then, let's see, the next one of these passages starts on Saturday the 11th. But we've got a couple other things that I wanted to talk about before we get there. So tomorrow we get this infusion of limitlessness. So whatever truth we have from today that we see, those aha moments, that gives you this infusion to allow them to expand to a limitless proportion. Then on the 8th, on Wednesday, we have another day that's all about truth. And then Thursday, about self-love. So this little dance between Tuesday, a day of balance, Wednesday, a day of truth, Thursday, a day of self-love. Those three work together like scales on the piano, or when you're learning to sing and you have your do, re, mi's. They work together as stair steps to say, if I am in balance, and we can be in balance by just breathing into that area around our heart and coming from that place of gratitude and appreciation, if we are in balance, we're going to be more resilient. We're going to be more open to hearing other people's points of view, to seeing more of the truth as we come into Wednesday. And when we see more truth, we can accept ourselves more and let go of the old false beliefs that keep us in a state of lacking in self-love. It allows us to accept ourselves at a higher level. Then on Friday, we have a combination that brings all of the culmination of last year and aligned with saying, and what do you want to do with that? What would, if you have a blank slate, if you have a clean canvas, and you were going to paint a life that is heaven on earth, what would that look like? So it's a good day to daydream. It's a good day to plant those seeds in your mind, in your heart, maybe in the physical form. And then we come to Saturday that kicks off this portal of new beginnings. So it's an even more expanded portal than we experienced starting on the 2nd. This one brings the whole living library of all of creation. So if you're a creator being and you can pull from anything under heaven and earth, anything under the sun, what would that be? What would you choose to create? And that is a portal that's directly affecting our emotional body. So really feel that union with the all. Feel that connection with that whole web of life. And use that power as you're planting those seeds. And then Sunday brings us a day of incredible focus. It's a portal of that focus energy. And that's really powerful when you have all this limitlessness energy. If you can direct it like a laser beam, you can create just magic and miracles. And that is actually on the full moon, the lotus moon of truth. Then, as we start into, from Saturday then, it's the set of stair steps again that go from the portal of new beginnings. Then we have a day that's all about unconditionality, followed by aligning those dreams and those desires with your soul. And leading up to next Tuesday, which is a day of transformation. So this whole passage is starting with, what do you want to create? And how will you choose to transform yourself to create that world? Really powerful week we got going. So I think that is, Solazar, what I wanted to share at a high level for the Go With The Flow. Any thoughts on that? talk about.
Well, did you want to give them tools to work with for those stair steps and the days coming up?
Okay. So let's see here. So on the 11th, which is that portal of new beginnings, then I think it's an important day to sit down and actually sit down with a journal, sit down with a vision board, whatever works for you, sit down with a pile of stickies, and not just kind of daydream, but write down those things that you want to create, those things that you want to transform, how you want your world to be, how you want your life to be, how you want yourself to be. And then the next step, which would be even more powerful then, on the full moon, on the 12th, is to speak those out loud. Because in the beginning, right, there was life, light, and through that then was the voice of creation. So our voice is a tool of creation. So on that full moon, do a little moon ceremony. It doesn't have to be anything big. You can bring in the different elements of water and earth and fire and light a candle and air and take and bless those seeds that you're creating, those dreams, those desires, those things that you want for your life. And then on, I guess it's Monday, yes, on Monday, meditate and say, I offer these up to my soul. I ask that my will be aligned with my soul's will. I ask that whatever I haven't seen in this picture be uplifted to the highest level. And then, on the next day, which is Tuesday, is to really say, and I give permission, and I am willing to transform myself and my life in this world from where I'm starting from to where I want to go. And each of those days, you can work with those vibrational tools of March that we talked about, those colors of purple and magenta, infuse those into your little ceremony, or the aromatherapy. Every day when I sit down to meditate, I like using the aromatherapy to say, okay, have this help me align with that truth. So Solasar, that gives a little bit of ideas of how to use those days. Any?
Excellent. Well, let me share with you what's going on astrologically, because once again, so much ties in. Now, I want to remind folks that Saturday, this past Saturday, Venus went retrograde in Aries. And the interesting... Did you say something? I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Okay. The interesting thing about that is that we also had Jupiter, which is our planet of growth and expansion, and Uranus, our planet of change and revolution, opposing each other at the same time that Venus went into Aries. So as the dust settles, everybody was likely to find themselves evaluating themselves and their relationships and their place in them and what they're receiving, what they're not receiving. And when a planet goes retrograde, it is time to go inside. It's time to examine, explore, really find out what's the source of any dissatisfaction you believe you're feeling. And I put it that way because it's dissatisfaction that you believe you're feeling. And it's often emphasized by the aspects of the planets and their movement. The important part, excuse me, was to not get all worked up and put your victim hat on. There's going to be a lot of internal work required in this month of March. And we came out of a lot of tumult in the month of February. It was a little bit all over the place for us. So this is the time for us to pay close attention to, are we stepping on toes just for the sake of being right or because we think it's what serves us? So we're in an emotionally awkward period as we go forward, even through this week. Remember, Venus in Aries is not a place where Venus is exalted. Aries is pretty much self-serving. It has that me-first focus. It's the first sign of the zodiac. It's all about the individual. So we tend to isolate ourselves, going back to even what Kira said, and we see ourselves as that individual and that independent. We stop seeing ourselves as a part of the whole. So pay attention emotionally to what's coming up, and then allow yourself to slow down and take it easy before you take any impetuous or rash actions. Now, yesterday, on the 5th, Mars in Aries created this trine with Saturn in Sagittarius. And you may recall that trines are what we like to say predestined, or they're almost fated type of connections and relationships. So we had our planet of drive and energy and testosterone, Mars, in Aries, which is the sign it rules and loves. And it was playing nicely with Saturn, which is about discipline and control and logical thinking, practical application. But Saturn is in Sagittarius, which is the most optimistic of the zodiac signs. And it's also the sign of long-range thinking. So we've got Aries, which is now. We've got Sagittarius, which is, let's take a look at the future, all coming together. Now, Sagittarius will help temper that Mars-Aries with the need for the immediate movement and the need for self-preservation. But after the fog of last week, reinforced by Mercury and Pisces, this aspect Sunday, yesterday, it will help us in focus to make rational decisions and to take action on them in a positive way, not an impulsive way. So that means you might look for a new place to live, or you might finish up some home projects, or you'll have the focus and patience to to follow through on anything you start. It'll also affect your work. So if you have any project you worked on for some time, this aspect will help you do the details that you need to move forward and move that project toward completion. So we're getting out of that fog from Mercury and Pisces. We're getting into the area where we can now focus, and our intellect and communication will reflect that. So this is a good time of progress for everyone, whatever needs work. But jumping backwards again, with that aspect of Venus retrograde in Aries, if you need to work on your relationships, work on them before you blow them apart. Now, going forward this week, on the 9th, which is actually Thursday, Mars will enter Taurus. Now, that's kind of good because that's going to calm down that testosterone in Mars a little bit. It's going to leave its natural ruler and enter Taurus, the bull. Now, Mars loves the fire of Aries. It's going to feel a little smothered by that earth energy of Taurus. And that means Mars will feel held back and less able to assert himself aggressively. And this is so good after the push-pull we've been going through for the last month. Now, since Taurus rules home and family, that will likely become the focus of Mars. Taurus also likes money, nice things. So don't rule out investing or buying a car or buying a home or even shifts in your career that are intended to give you nice things or add more money. But with the Taurus love of family and money and things nice, Mars may still try to boil that pot of water a little bit. You know, might feel jealous, might feel possessive, or compare you to someone else and control all the things you love most. Hold on to what you love and try to get what everybody else has too. So you want to watch for those impulses coming in like that. It's not a good energy when Mars moves into Taurus. It's not a good sharing energy. It's not the time to have the kumbaya teas. And you're going to be focusing more on what you want, more on what you're not doing. But as long as you're not doing things at the expense of others, you're okay. But you are going to be more self-focused. So the tools that, or what I would put forward, is do your best going forward through this week into next and especially with Mars in Taurus, to learn to listen to others, to really hear what they're saying, not what you think they're saying, but what they're saying, and allow compromise over conflict. Because conflicts during this period could turn pretty petty very fast. And pettiness is so hard to come back from, no matter how much apologizing you do. And we want to allow ourselves to be open to others, share with others. You might have to force yourself to share, but all positive efforts during this transit will really pay off. So play nice, even if you don't feel like it. Now, Kira mentioned also that full moon on Sunday the 12th at 7:53 a.m. Pacific time. Now, the spirituality, compassion, imagination, the dreams of the Piscean sun are reflected by the full moon in Virgo, which says, forget about those dreams. Forget about that spirituality. Forget about that imagination. Forget about that compassion. Let's focus on what's useful. The Virgo full moon narrows our focus and narrows our attention. So the full moon, which is an opening, it's our biggest opening emotionally that we experience in the transits, or when the moon is full, it becomes an anomaly in Virgo. It says, in order to make our dreams come true, which is the sun in Pisces, we need to reflect on that, which is the full moon, with very specific details, which is Virgo. So what do we need to do, step by step, inch by inch, to manifest our dreams in the real world? So this full moon also trines Pluto in Capricorn. Like we said, those trines are those faded connections. And that taps into our deep unconscious, the power of transformation and rebirth. So we have the extra power of this deep-seated energy to work with during the full moon transit of Pluto in Capricorn. So in addition, the move of Mars into Taurus adds that additional grounding to this full moon, since both Taurus and Virgo are Earth signs. So this adds a grounded persistence to the energy of this moon that keeps us moving forward regardless of energetic interference. But at the same time, the focus is narrow. We have to know exactly what it is and how we want to approach it. At the same time that all that's going on, we have Mercury in Pisces, which is squaring Saturn in Sagittarius. So Mercury and Saturn are in a fight. Saturn is a planet of restraint. It's the planet that likes to say no in order to lead us to a yes. So with our planet of the intellect, Mercury, and communication squaring Saturn on the day of the full moon, Sunday we may find our thinking is fuzzy, our communication is off, our plans will fall off. But Saturn will be saying, you cannot move forward if you don't get this right. And the key is not to fight this energy at all. Don't force. Don't get frustrated. Don't try to say it must be this way. The Mercury-Saturn square will reveal what you need to know in order to do it right, but you have to be open to it. You have to not be forcing things. And then once you're open to it, you'll see the right way, you'll create your steps, and you'll be able to move forward with that Virgo full moon giving you a thumbs up. So pick what's right to do. Do what's useful in order to manifest your Piscean dreams. It's all available, but it's going to be a little bit of a confusing day getting to that energy. And as with all full moons, the emotion is going to be more exposed. And Virgo is the zodiac's hypochondriac. So you might find everyone believes that they've caught the worst of the latest bug, no matter what it is. The minute someone coughs, everybody's going to be worried about going off to the emergency room. In addition, watch your words. It's an emotional day. Emotions are vulnerable. Even though it's Virgo Earth, Virgo can also be nitpicky. So it's also possible that people are going to say things that feel small, that make you even feel like they're trying to make you small. Watch your words. Just be patient. It's the emotional exposure that occurs during a full moon. Avoid getting caught in the frustration of what isn't working. Be open to the signs of what you need to do, and then step forward in the direction of your dreams. Which then brings us to Monday. And Monday, which is our next show with Kirilani, but that's when Mercury enters Aries. And that is going to add some boost, because that's when our planet of communication and intellect will be leaving behind that dreamy Pisces, which left us with a bit of a fog anyway. It's made all this aspect of focus reliant on other planets and other aspects. And it's going to move us into that fiery, let's get it done sign of Aries. And that's when you're going to feel more communicative for the next several weeks until Mercury enters Taurus on April 20th. But even though you may feel more communicative, you may not actually be saying anything of value. You'll feel the need to speak up. You'll feel the need to be loud. You'll feel the need to be heard. You won't necessarily feel the need to add value, but you will add your voice. So adopt the Aries motto of, if you can walk your talk, if you can't walk your talk, then just shut up. Aries is a thinking and doing sign, so it offers a great intellect for us to use. It's just, be careful of jumping before thinking, before speaking, before doing. Double and triple check your work. Dot all I's, cross all T's, and be certain that what comes out of your mouth is doable, completable, and achievable. The Aries energy is going to give you a lot of ideas. Your thoughts and your speech will be rapid, inventive, engaging, and progressive. Just leave the rash, impulsive, quick-tempered parts at home. And before you speak, think, am I being kind? And if not, don't say it. A little planning and prior thought will prevent a month of apologies when Mercury moves on. So be enlightened, be inspired, and be quiet. So Kira, that's what I had to add for this coming week. It's a potent, powerful, packed full week.
Wow, that is a lot.
That's a lot. And what I was struck by as you were describing that, I was thinking about some of the conversations I had had today. And your thing that you left us with of, well, and are you being kind, right? We go into the emotional portion of the week starting on the 8th, so Wednesday. Given all those astrological influences, you know, our emotions are going to be heightened. And if we can do that exercise of focusing around the area around our heart, breathing through that area, coming from a place of gratitude, and then speaking our truth from there, you know, we're going to be compelled to speak our truth. But with Mercury, where it's at, right, we want to be careful that when we do speak our truth, we aren't creating carnage along the way, right? And that we aren't speaking our truth about, when you were talking about Virgo, about just nitpicky stuff that really doesn't matter.
Well, absolutely. And that's, I think, the key thing to say. For everything going on, the key thing is if people keep in mind that aspect of what you're talking about, focusing in on your heart, but am I being kind? If not, it's not that important. You know, if you really
yeah,
have
and to say, does this really matter? You know, in the whole scope of things, does this really matter? And is this just something I'm being triggered in that the other person is kind of mirroring to me that I just need to work on with myself and my own reactions? Or is this really somewhere where I need to take a stand? And sometimes the answer is going to be one way, and sometimes the answer is going to be another way. But sometimes when we're getting used to speaking our truth, it's a little bit like that Osho Zen Tarot card, where in the first phase of the card, there's a camel, and it's where you're living your life in basically drudgery, where you're just putting one foot in front of the other. And then the second phase, you decide, I am not going to live this way. And you become like the lion, and you start to roar. And He's roaring because so much was suppressed. And yet that's not the stopping point. That's just one of the phases. And then we get to the third phase where there is a man floating like a pan playing a flute.
The child, yeah, the child.
The child playing the flute. And it's allowing that lightness of being that comes through speaking and living your truth. But it doesn't stay in the state of roaring. And there's an opportunity in this week, there's going to be this compulsion to do a little roaring. And yet we can say, okay, well, I honor that that's coming up. I'm not going to suppress it further. But I'm going to go deeper and figure out how can I speak my truth with diplomacy and with kindness.
You know, that card is labeled the rebirth card. And another aspect that I think goes to what you're saying is the part of the point of even rebirthing into that child is children are always in the present moment. They're rarely in the past moment. They're sometimes in the future because you promised them something, but they're really always in the present moment. And when you talked about being triggered, we're usually in a past moment. We're not in a present moment. You know, I get so upset when you do that. And so I get triggered in the present moment because I got upset in a past moment. And I think it's important this time, for this week especially, for all of us to not respond to those triggers. Because no matter what we say, the triggers will bring out something that's not about the present moment. Whether it's the force of our emotions, whether it's the words we choose, or whether it's what we actually say to the person that hurts them or creates a conflict. So I think it's important that we learn to, as I said, be quiet. Keep it to ourselves and go outside later and yell at a tree. But not feel the need. And I think it supports what you said of, is it really important? Is it really important in the scope of things for me to express this, say this, or point this out at this moment? And chances are, it's probably not.
Or is it for my own ego that right. I feel the need to do this? Because, you know, in a 1 year, that little ego pops up. So it's back to the being honest with ourselves as to what our own motivations are. And, you know, is there a need to exert power in a situation? If so, why? Right?
Yeah, and I think that's important. You know, I pulled a card, which I haven't done for a while for this show, but I pulled a card, and the card I received is the Major Arcana card of 21, Roman numeral 21, which is completion. And, you know, as you know, Kira, it has the face that looks like puzzle pieces and a hand placing that final piece of the third eye. And there's many messages of that card, but one of it is, and I think it applies really to this week, is that focus your intention on completing those projects and things you're doing so that you can move forward. Don't focus your attention on what others are doing.
Well, and another interpretation of that card, because you're right, it goes a lot of different directions, but I was thinking in the context of this week is, you know, a lot of times we're looking outside of ourselves that we need this or we need that, and we go kind of collecting puzzle pieces. And that card is also saying everything that you need to know is already within you. So this is an internal, self-truth is always an internal game. Look inside. And I think you said it really well earlier, Salazar. You know, it's easy when we get into this, oh, I have to speak my truth. It's about this story of how I'm the victim and how I've been wronged and how everyone else has, you know, done this to me and why they're not right. And that's not really the story usually.
No, that's not the story. And that's, you know, one of the things, not to make this political, that is most frustrating about this administration currently is they take no responsibility for anything they do. So I think they serve as a good role model for what not to do with our lives. We have got to take responsibility for our lives. We have got to say, here was my part of the process. Here was my part of the issue. Yes, maybe this wasn't so good, or maybe they shouldn't have said that, or look at what they did, but what's your part of it? Take responsibility, because that's the only way we can shift our lives. We cannot shift our lives by saying, somebody else did something to me, and isn't that terrible? Let me tell you about this horrible thing in my life. Living as a victim only creates a cycle of victimhood. And all of us owe it to ourselves, our individual selves, to take the ownership of our life. Things happen to us. Stuff sometimes is difficult and challenging to all of us, but we have to take responsibility for our lives. No question. So those are my thoughts, Kira. Any final thoughts before we wrap it up?
Let's see. Back to the truth shall set you free, and this is the month we were meant to be liberated. So use the time wisely, and you know, let yourself out of jail.
That's an interesting thought. For those Monopoly buffs, I want to point out that the new games will no longer have a thimble. They're taking the thimble out. So everything is changing, including Monopoly.
You still have your get out of jail free card. That's your march.
That's right. That's right. So I want to thank you once again for joining us, and thanks everyone for listening. The podcast will be available in several hours, and I may even broadcast this week on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to try that out. But the next show will be Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time. Israel Hurtado, who was not able to join us last week, will be here this week to give us his spirit talk. So I want to thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. Send you many, many blessings. And remember to turn the lead in your life into gold. Thank you for listening. Namaste.
Gotta keep those London vibrations happening.